Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Welcome to the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Council are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph's community. Let's begin with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612 are a family-oriented group of Catholic men belonging to the Knights of Columbus fraternal organization. Council 7612's first priority is to be of service to St. Joseph's Catholic community and its pastor. Charity is at the heart of our work and our faith. For our council, charity means supporting a virtually boundless variety of projects. I'm sure we will mention some of them today, and we will highlight them on future shows. Our commitment to the charitable service is just one of the many ways that we express our Catholic faith. We're here to build a daily bridge back to what matters for our members and fellow Catholics in the St. Joseph's community. With the membership on our mind, today we are going to discuss why we are members of the Knights and why all Catholic men should consider joining the Knights of Columbus. We'll first introduce ourselves. Following this, we will answer the question, name a memory that you have about joining the Knights of Columbus, or maybe a story from your first year as a member. Our first Knight is Rich.
Hi, good evening. My name's Rich Perron, and I've been a member of the Knights of Columbus since 1985. It goes back quite a ways. I was one of the early members of the council here. I tried to be one of the incorporators, but somebody beat me to it. But my first year in the council was really, really kind of strange because of the fact that I heard of the Knights of Columbus. I saw them and with their ceremonies and everything, and I wasn't sure what they did till I was introduced by a friend. And obviously, that's the best way to get a new member is to introduce a friend. And I saw that there was a whole different attitude. And I saw the things that the Knights were doing in church. And I decided that would be something good for me to do. So and one of the first things that in my first year was I got involved very, very deeply with all the projects that we had going. And one of the things I really enjoyed was the Knights when they used to have their dinner parties, because I liked cooking, and I had a great audience to try out some new recipes. So that was my first year, and after that, it was just a matter of keeping on doing the same thing. So I've been a member for over 28 years now, and I look forward to being a member until the council lets me go. And our next guest here is our Grand Knight, Gary.
Hi, my name is Gary Lyles. I am the Grand Knight of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, Council Number 7612. My earliest memory of the Knights of Columbus, when my wife and I joined St. Joseph's Catholic Community, WSJF was in the making, and they were having a fundraiser for the radio station. And I watched and saw how everybody was integrated together and was coming together for this fundraiser for the radio station. And I looked up and I looked around the room and I noticed a lot of Knights of Columbus guys there. So I immediately walked up to one and said, hey, who do I need to talk to transfer to this council? And they pointed me in the right direction and I transferred right there at that minute. I have not regretted my decision. This is one of the busiest councils. Well, this is the busiest council I've been a part of. And that is the reason why I joined the Knights of Columbus, because of all the good work I've heard they've done. So with that, I'll pass it on to Eric Horn.
Yes, good evening. My name's Eric Horn, and I'm currently the Deputy Grand Knight. And my first year memory of joining the Knights, I will never forget, because it was a point in my life where I got injured on a job, and Christmas was coming, and I had been out of work for 2 years, and I had nothing to give the children for Christmas. My wife approached the church. Church gave us just enough to make it through the Christmas where I could give my kids what they needed. And from that moment on, I felt, you know, I would love to give back to the church and back to the community, but I didn't know how. And then one day, sitting at church, a guy walked up to me and says, "What do you think about being a knight? I think you should be a knight. You got a family man, you got kids, we could use you." And I thought for a minute, that's how I'll give back. I can be a knight. The uniforms are really nice. I like those uniforms that they wear. And they also give back to charity. And ever since I've been here, it's a great group of men. It's great fellowship. I've developed so many friends that I think you'll love it too. Come out and join us. Now let me pass this over to Eric.
What a great mix of people we got here telling stories from all different situations. My name is Eric Klaser. I'm a past Grand Knight, currently a trustee with the Knights of Columbus. Interestingly for me, I was a member of St. Joe's long before I was even Catholic. My family was a regular here. And what really got us involved with the St. Joseph's community were events like the movie nights and the socials that we just kept getting invited to. And then I would keep getting invited to being a knight, and I would have to fess up and say, well, I'm not even technically Catholic yet, so I got to get that check first. But I did, and eventually I went through the RCIA program, and after going through the RCIA program, I was able to join the Knights a year later, and it's been about 7 years now, and I've gotten to experience the Knights of Columbus in a lot of roles. At the end of the month, we'll begin to talk about membership. We will be having our next exemplification October 31st, immediately after the 10:30 a.m. Mass. The service takes about half an hour, and all family members are welcome to attend. You are welcomed as a member of the Knights of Columbus as part of this ceremony, and we'll have a short lunch immediately after. If you're interested in joining, please call. I'm going to give you a phone number, and then I'm going to give you an email. So please call Franz Martin at 443-609-6191, or you can just send an email with your contact information to membership at kofcsheen.org. And I'll spell that for you. It's membership at kofcsheen.org, kfcsheen.org. I'll give you that phone number and email at the end of the program as well, just in case you didn't have the opportunity to write it down at this point. Our next question is simply to reflect back. What's your favorite part about being a knight, a member of the Knights of Columbus? And we'll go around again, so I'll turn the mic over to Rich.
All right, well, it's my turn back. And being a member of the Knights, as I said, I wasn't sure what the Knights were and how well they associated with families, but I found out that even though it is a Catholic men's organization, it's really centered around family activities. We do a lot of activities here at our council where all of the families, all the family members are invited to participate and encouraged to come and enjoy the evenings and the fellowship with other Knights. And this also encourages other men who are not Knights to want to join. I'll pass this over now to Gary.
My favorite part about being a Knight is, of course, like a lot of
guys, I'm sure, and that is the camaraderie. Yeah, camaraderie.
Getting together.
Getting together. Getting together with fellow knights and their wives and families, of course, and just having a great time. I mean, everything that we do as a council is family oriented and for fun, to have fun. It's also my favorite part is to be joined with the church. I also converted to Catholicism, and since I've done it, I have not regretted it, and I've been a part of the church ever since, and it's been a great joy for me and my family. So that's really a great part. I also want to say that a good part of me being a knight is because of my father-in-law, who I looked up to and really enjoyed conversations with him about the knights. And he guided me through this along with another Knights of Columbus member named Will Howard. But I won't go on and on about this because I could, so I'll just pass it on to Eric Horn.
All right, I'm Eric. And my favorite part about being a knight is, like everyone said, it's the bonding with the men, with great guys. It's a family-oriented group. And all the activities we have, I actually look forward to going to. They're lots of fun. The pit beef crew, the movie nights, the socials. You know, you bring your wives and your families out to the socials, and you get to mingle along with other people's families and friends. And you develop so many friends that I love it. I look forward to it. My family looks forward to it. And I'm sure yours will too. And I'd like to pass it on over to Eric.
So I never thought I'd fess up to this, but I think my favorite part of being a knight was the many different leadership opportunities that are out there. You try to duck and hide from them, but you definitely have the opportunity to take on a project. You can dream it and do it. If there's any charitable idea, if there's any activity that you've ever had and you want a place that you can implement it, the Knights of Columbus is the place to do it. We will take and welcome any idea. We'll give you the input. We'll give you the experience that we've had in running different activities. And we'll give you the opportunity to do it. The word no isn't really in much of the vocabulary. It's more like, let's figure out how to make this work. And so you come in for a few years and you watch what goes on, and then you decide to try to implement something. That's what makes it a whole lot of fun. So we're going to talk one more time about that membership again. If you're interested, just a reminder, we'll be having that first exemplification on October 31st. If you think you might be interested in joining either October 31st or at a future date, feel free to give us a call. You can call Franz Martin at 443-609-6191. Or you could just send a short email with your contact information to membership@kofcsheen.org. So right now through the end of the year, the end of the calendar year, December 31st, the National Knights of Columbus is offering more or less a special where they're joining complimentary this year. And you can sign up for a complimentary dues-free membership at kofc.org for an e-membership. And then at one point, that name gets connected to 7612, and we will be able to welcome you into our council directly. So your dues are covered if you join through kofc.org for one calendar year.
And so, Eric, what you've done is you've taken away most of the reasons for anybody not wanting to become a knight. We're offering them a membership at no cost to them, and friendship, and a great place to be.
Well, and I'd like to say something to the ladies. If you know your husband or a young man who needs an outlet and wants to get involved with the Knights, have them give us a call. Have them log on to the website. We would be happy to get them off your hands.
We'd like to thank WSJF and 92.7 for allowing us the time and space for putting this show together. Thanks to Danny Gallagher for encouraging us to follow through. We're looking forward to many future opportunities to show you Knights of Columbus in your St. Joseph's community. Thanks for welcoming us to your radio. We'll end tonight with the prayer that we use to end our regular monthly meetings. In 2020, Father Michael McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, was given his step to sainthood and is now Blessed Father McGivney. We will close with the prayer for the canonization of Blessed Michael McGivney. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan,
you called your priest, Blessed Michael McGivney,
to be an apostle of Christian family life
and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify Blessed Michael McGivney on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present.
Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Name the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you all. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.